Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. All across the country, signs informing national parks visitors about Native American history are coming down. It's part of the Trump administration's push to restore what he says is truth and sanity to American history. But Native tribal officials and others who have worked to help educate the public on Native history say removing the signs is a worrisome trend. Dorothy Firecloud is a retired assistant director of Native American Affairs for the National Park Service. She is Rosebud Lakota and commends past progress in relations between tribes and the National Park Service. But she says the looming removal of Native history signs is a step backward.
There's been vast changes that have been really positive about working with tribal nations and tribal governments. And to see all of that hard work over the last several decades just come to a complete halt is really discouraging. And I know for the tribes, especially because we've had so many wonderful opportunities of being able to include signage that told the full story. And it's something that the visitors have really enjoyed. They enjoy hearing all sides of the stories. They enjoy hearing the tribal perspective of their ancestral homelands. And another thing that really happened out of this was the fact that tribal people began to feel welcome back into their ancestral homelands that had become national parks.
Firecloud says it's possible President Trump's executive order that is driving the removal of the signs may be in conflict with the legal requirement the federal government has to consult with tribes. Otis Half Moon is a retired National Park Service employee. He is Nez Perce and says he's concerned about how the sign removal dismisses important events for his and other tribes.
Give you an example. At the Big Hole National Battlefield in Montana, make a long story short, over 100 Nez Perce were killed. It was murder that took place there by the soldiers. And not only at the Big Hole, we have Sand Creek, we have Washita. We're worried about it. Everything's being whitewashed. Everything's being changed for this DEI thing that's happening across this country. And so, and again, which can impact the visitors and how they view us and also how they view the Park Service. Once it's all done, it's going to take a long time to correct, a long time. And that's something that really bothers me.
Half Moon says Native people should be able to tell their own stories about their own tribes. Mandy Campbell is a tribal historic preservation officer for the Timbisha Shoshone tribe, who are in a unique position of having their homeland within Death Valley National Park. They just commemorated a quarter century of the agreement that formally recognized that land. She says now park officials are calling for removing information about her tribe that includes the word homeland.
The Friday before our celebration on the 31st, we've got a letter stating that we cannot use the words homeland or we are still here, which I don't think that the department in Washington realized that we had the shared management agreement with them. You know, we haven't taken it down yet. There's still talk about it, but these are our homelands. And we want to show everybody, even them up there, that we do work good with everybody, and there's no reason for all this. You know, we are a great ally to all the communities. We can work together. What is the reasoning for all this? I don't understand why we can't tell our story. Why can't we say what we have to say, too?
Campbell says the potential removal of the signs unravels trust between the tribes and parks officials. The Blackfeet tribe in Montana are seeing public information about their history disappear. Jerry Hall is the co-director of the Blackfeet Tribal Historic Preservation Office.
These signs, they replicate a living homeland, a living history. Everything that we have on our culture and our involvement into the area is put on these maps. So a lot of them are seen as just a basic park map. And a lot of the maps that are out there, they're not just decorations. You know, they're intact knowledge systems that often talk about the history, directions, hazards, seasonal movement, responsibilities. And so any erasure of any of these historical signs would be detrimental to Indian country.
Parks officials recently removed signs in Wyoming about the Baker Massacre, a tragic but important event for Blackfeet people. She says tribes should have a say in how and where such public information is shared. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.